in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, to see him. Oh, yes, and so soon. Oh, to look upon his face. Oh, those eyes, the dove's eyes. Thank you. Oh, that wondrous, wondrous countenance. Oh, thank you, the face that all the glory of God is in. Thank you for him, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the joy, the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, that we see him today. Oh, Lord, it is a glass darkly, but I'm so thankful, Lord. We see him today. And, Lord, glory, glory to you. It's your word. It's who you are. Thank you, God. Oh, he was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is with us. Hallelujah. God, help us to see your Son more and more today. Thank you by your Spirit, Lord. You give us enlightened eyes. Oh, Lord, eyes that see him, eyes that adore him, eyes that yearn, Lord God, and have passion for your Son. Lord, again, by your Spirit, Lord, that anointing, pour forth. You're here. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we trust you. Amen. 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 Praise God. Open your Bibles. Galatians chapter 4. Got a surprise for you. Verse 1. Those that have been here know that, thanks be to God, that's no surprise. But what glory, hallelujah. What glory. Matter of fact, filled with all the fullness of God, glory, amen. But here we go, Galatians 4:1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Once again, we're encouraged in this precious scripture and in the Word of God. His sons, praise the Lord, the children of God, are born one way. And that is with all the potential, all the backing, all the plan, the provision, the purpose. Praise God, right there. And the power waiting for that child, praise God, to grow up into that full potential as one thing, a joint heir as husband and wife with Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all there, little Lord of all. But as it says here, as long as the child remains a servant in mind, a servant in knowledge, a servant in thinking, even though he be Lord of all, that's all he's thinking like, is that of a servant. That's all he's enjoying, is that of a servant. So look at verse 7. It says, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. A son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. So praise the Lord. I love the Word of God. I love how direct and wondrous the encouragement is in the Word of God. God's desire, his emphasis, hallelujah, especially here in Paul's gospel, he does not want us to remain as servants. He doesn't want us to remain with a servant mentality. As you see here, servant is another way to say little child. If you're going to have a servant mentality, then okay, little child, go ahead and do it. But instead, what he wants and what he desires, and I believe that's why he came to church today, because the Lord desires something for you. He wants to encourage you with something. Hallelujah. Well, here it is. He wants you to grow up. He doesn't want you to just be a child. He wants mature sons. And not only heirs of God, but as it says in Romans 8:17, if you'll turn there with me, and thanks be to God that we know this, in Romans 8:17, it says, and if children, and that word in the Greek means a little infant, just born, boom, there you are, hallelujah, heir of God. Isn't that something? People think about being an heir of a billionaire and this and that. You read about these different ones and all that. That's nothing. If you're a child of God here today, you're an heir of God. And you could never get your brain or heart around that. I'm just going to tell you, the riches of God, forget about it. But that's what I'm saying. In comparison to this world, it's nothing. That's why, God help us to get our eyes off of the the pages of entertainment and get our eyes in the Word of God and understand who truly is the aristocracy of forever. Children of the King. Amen? Come on now. You should be the happiest of sort. Look at what the other guy has here of dust and what moth corrupts and what the thief will steal. It's gone. It won't be. Quit going after it. Settle into what he's already given you, little Lord of all. Come on, this is God speaking to you. Do you believe his word? Or is there something else you don't have? He already told you, you have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. God, increase our faith, amen? But Lord, I need you. Isn't that right? But Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. And I have you. Praise God. So I have it all. And he'll give me everything. Praise his name. But it says here, and if children, then heirs. And heirs of God. Praise God. We're heirs of the Father. But wait a second. It didn't stop. And it says, and joint heirs. That means joint heirs. Oh, Jesus. As a husband and wife. What's mine is yours and yours is mine. Now notice, it's different with Jesus Christ. This is the bridal encouragement here. There's more than being an heir of God. There's the offering to you to take the grace of God, to be encouraged in the infilling of the Holy Ghost and in the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Having that ability now to go on and to grow in all truth. And to know the message of Paul's gospel, that dispensation that was given to him, that the prophets wanted to look into, that the sons of men wanted to look into, but they could not understand those things that they were even writing because they wrote them for you. That's the word of God. And yes, thank the Lord that, you know what, we give the more earnest heed to these things which we have heard. You hear this and you need to hear this over and over because you get distracted, little flea attention span. And that's the truth. Be honest. I'm the same way. Oh my goodness. I don't even have to wait till tomorrow. It could be this afternoon and I'm worried about, oh my goodness. This is who we are. Do you understand in Jesus' name we've gathered into the throne room today? We are there. Praise God. We're seated in the heavens in Christ. God, help me to see who I am in you. I'm not from here. You're not from here. Our citizenship is in heaven. Amen. We need to be encouraged in that. Or we're going to just be entangled with the affairs, the things of this life. And we're not going to be ready. We're going to be bogged down. We're going to have weights. We're going to be walking in unbelief instead of walking and soaring in that most holy faith. Paul's gospel believing that, hallelujah, Jesus is coming for me. He's coming for me. Hallelujah. I'm going to see him face to face. And see, that's what this is. If so be that ye suffer with me. See, joint heirs. Joint heirs, co-heirs. Hallelujah. As husband and wife is what that means. With Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Glorified together. Praise the Lord. That's why he's seated at the right hand of the Father right now. A lot of people kind of try to think, well, why is this and why is that? Oh, he's just, you know, he's obedient. Yes, he is obedient, but there's a plan in the obedience. You're at the right hand because at the sound of the first trump, praise the Lord, you're going to go get your wife. You're going to go get your queen, king. Because the king ain't going to take the throne until he has his queen. To rule and to reign jointly with him, joint heirs, in the midst of his throne forever. Praise God. It's there. It's clear. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he wants us fully grown. He wants us, little lords of all, to grow up in that and to be a joint heir together with him. Glorified together, bride of Christ. for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, but yet, let's just revert to what we've heard. Well, those disciples, you know, they were just servants. People even believe the word discipleship means serve or servant. Did you know that the word disciple means to accept and preach doctrine? Okay, I'm going to ask you something. Are you ministering saints? I pray to God you are. Have you accepted doctrine of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Have you accepted the doctrine, praise God, called Paul's gospel? Hallelujah. Have you ever told anybody about it? Praise the Lord. Well, I thank the Lord. I'm a disciple, hallelujah, of Paul's gospel. Praise the Lord. I follow him as he followed Christ. I am that precious encouragement. It's nothing about service. It's about love. It's about being encouraged in that wonderful, wonderful revelation of truth. John 15:15. Go over there and look at this. This is Jesus speaking to the disciples. He said, henceforth, I call you not servants. Listen to that. Can you imagine that? Wait a second. I thought that's what they were. No, let's read the scriptures. He said, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And think of this, brothers and sisters, we have the Holy Ghost. We've been given the one that takes all the things of Christ and makes them ours. Amen? So I think we've moved even into best friends. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And isn't that's what a wife is, that's what a husband is, should be by the grace of God. That should be best friends. Really should. Should be a sharing there that's beyond anything. Hallelujah. That we know one another. But I'm so thankful that, see, you see this. You're not my servants. You're my friends. And isn't it funny? They were never ready or ever sent out to minister until after they knew that they were his friends. I'm not going to send you out there thinking you're my servant. I'm going to send you out there when you know that you're my friend. Because when you know that you're my friend, then you know that I've given you everything. Praise God. Just read the word. Read the word. But then why do some not want to, they just refuse to see this. That God did not have sons so he could have servants. Think of how silly that is. He had all the angels he could have. They'd do anything he wanted them to do. Amen. But somehow he wanted sons, didn't he? Hallelujah. And he wanted many sons. And his precious son, the only one that could bring those sons to glory. Hallelujah. And you see that there's people that just refuse that God did not have these sons to just be his servants. And I really believe that's a flesh thing. I honestly do. See, I think that we sure have a hard time with our flesh. We want to do. We want to somehow in ourselves be pleasing to God. And that's never going to work. You're my workmanship, Jesus says. You're mine. Again, I give you the visual of the Word of God. What does the lump of clay do? Nothing. The only thing it can do is sit there and be molded, praise the Lord, by the Master's hand. Oiled, watered, praise God. All of those things. That willingness, hallelujah, to be shaped and formed and praise God, pleasing to Him after all his perfect and complete will. See, brothers and sisters, this is something that's apart from us. Because our nature is, we want to go out somehow. And I thank God, but it comes from his love first. See, his love is the thing that causes us to will and to do. We'll get to that in a minute, but I'll tell you, hey, you have to jump the gun because of his great love. But see, he didn't have sons to be servants. He had sons because he wanted fellowship with children. And more so, he wanted fellowship with fully grown, mature, pleasing sons. I've mentioned it many times. I have two sons. And I'll tell you one thing. I did not have them so that they could serve me. They know that. They know that. By the grace of God, I had sons because I wanted to love them. I didn't even really know what sons were about until I had them. But there was something that was percolating in this heart that I wanted to have these babies, and God gave me sons. And praise the Lord, I want those sons to love me. And praise God, he does that. That's why I had them. I don't have friends so that they can serve me. Do you have friends that you can so they can serve you? I know some people think they can, and you don't have friends very long. It's a whole different story. I can counsel you back over there. But I have friends because of fellowship and companionship, because I want to share my heart with somebody. And by the grace of God, truly friends that we have as Christians, somebody of like precious faith that truly knows who I am in Christ, and that I would be able to encourage them of who they are in Christ. Let's go on even further. I didn't marry Polly so she could serve me. Amen. Amen. I married her for one reason, because I loved her, because she loved me. Praise the Lord. I wanted and desired that companionship of a first love. Amen. A joy and a relationship beyond any other. I desired, as the Lord encourages us, I wanted my love, my dove, my fair one, hallelujah, to share what? Some of my things? Everything. Share everything that I would possess that would be mine was hers and hers is mine. Now, I believe you see the pattern. Amen? It's clear. This isn't something, well, I'm going to go to, if you want to just argue about this, then you know what, we're having service in a truck. No, we're in a church. No, this is a truck. It'd be something like that, you know, like there's a piano. No, that's a camel. I can't help you. You know, we get to that point and get to that point with people and then just walk on by. I mean that. You could sit there for a long time and you'll be wasting your time. Walk by the city. Fellowship with them that want to hear and rejoice in the word of God. Amen. Get away from foolish questions and foolish conversations. We don't have much time. And there's a pattern here, and it's clear that all of these relationships, praise the Lord, are because of one thing, love. Love. And you think about mature sons. How did those sons become mature, really? Even in the natural, how do children really grow up, in a sense, be mature and mature in honoring their parents? You know why? Because of love. They loved their parents. They respected their parents. They honored their parents. Praise the Lord. There was love. That's why Brother Moses is so sad today. Not because he served his mom, because he loved his mom. Praise God. Why does, praise the Lord, she rejoices in him? Is because of the love of Christ. In the same way, praise God in all of these wonderful, sweet families. Mature sons, mature children become that way because they honor and they love parents. They do. There's a pattern in it. You know, even some say, my kids have teased me, oh, Dad, I've got so many friends. No, you don't got so many friends. You think you do. They're not your friends. Go and get tough, you'll be going alone. And that's exactly what happens. And friends, let me tell you something. Friends encourage you. True friends encourage you in the things of God. And always remember that. You may think that you're your friends, but they're not. Your friend is the same heart and friend of the one that sticketh even closer than a brother. That's a friend. A friend, let me explain this to you, will lay down a life for you. A friend loves always and at all times. And let me tell you something. If you end up with one friend in your life, you are a rich man. Rich, praise be to God. Now people say, well, then it's obvious to me why we get married. It's because of love. No, it's because of first love. First love. And always remember that. So once again, we can't deny this stuff. It's love. That is what Jesus is about. And that, praise God, is what wins him. And I'm beginning to see it even more clearly all the time with bridal saints, ones that know bridal truth. I'm speaking of us, brothers and sisters. We can know so much truth, and we need to know so much truth. You need to know the truth. This is yours. This is your inheritance, little Lord of all. This is everything for eternity. This isn't something that's just a temporary thing. This is it. This is all that will be. And that all that will be is infinite, and infinite in the heights of what he's given us. And we do need to know this, and we need to keep knowing it. But without love, you'll grow cold. Listen to this. I'm telling you, it's coming on. Without love, there is no fire. Without love, all you will do is go through the motions, and going through the motions is no marriage. Naturally speaking, going through the motions is not a marriage. And going through the motions, brothers and sisters, is not a readied wife. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's love. And you're graced. And I'm graced and I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be, praise the Lord, in a house of God that not only does not quench the spirit, but it's encouraged. I understand there's strange fire. God help us get away from it. But brothers and sisters, there's a thing called a true worshiper, a sincere lover. And the praise and the worship that God has given us, the praise and the worship that pours forth in this meeting, I pray that we would be thankful like never before. Because brothers and sisters, when that worship begins to wane, it goes away fast. Oh, we can sing with a smile and we can have a joy in a sense of a look. But when you lose the spirit at the altar, when you lose the spirit at the altar, it dies out. Never be offended by those that are encouraged in the spirit at a service. Don't. Be thankful. Be thankful. Doesn't mean that you have to be that way or something of that nature. But be grateful to God. That it's not, again, that it's discouraged or suppressed in any way or anything of that nature. That, brothers and sisters, we need to be a worshiping company. Did you know that in Revelation, as we'll study on, that living, those four living ones, that bridal company, you know what they're doing all the time? They're worshiping. And never forget this. You know, people think of worshiping. Man, I'm going to get tired of that. Let me ask you something. Those that are in love. Did you ever really, when you're in love, and I'm talking about naturally speaking with someone, did you ever get tired of drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss that person? Shoot, I've seen people in this church, I've had to go to them, hey, get your hands off of one another. You know, just wait till we get outside, all right? But isn't that, you see what I'm saying? Worship is drawing nigh, and fervent love is to kiss. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't have that necessarily all the time. Sometimes I feel dry, but I know he don't. And that turns this back on. See, I start looking at me too much, I'm going to get discouraged. But then I look at his great love for me. And I look at his great love for me. And I don't know how he does it, but that's just our Jesus. He's passionate 24/7. It never stops. In my failure, in my disappointment, in my place that I feel so dry, there's no more light coming on. Praise God, he is more fervent for me than ever. That's why, by the grace of God, it's seeing him in the word. That's why it's hearing Paul's gospel all the time. Praise God. That's why it's being amongst those, hallelujah, that are my friends. You are my friends. Praise God. Even cherubim friends. Isn't that something? What does that mean? I'm talking about those ones that have them wings that touch over the mercy seat. I was encouraged of that of my sister. And I'm so grateful to God. That's exactly it. You talk about a supplying of a soaring wing. That's a full overcomer wing. I need that. I want that. My goodness, I talk to folks that have to move away at sometimes. And I'm telling you, I'm thankful to God to hear it. My precious brother, Izzy, I'm so grateful. What a heart he has for God. And a heart, and again, that's just the grace of God that's with him. But in the encouragement to be amongst the people of God, and he's tried to get in fellowship with different people that love the Lord and to be encouraged in the truth. And it's wonderful. But that first love fellowship, nothing else can satisfy. There's a longing for it. There's a longing. That's why I'm saying is, thank God. You know what? We're spoiled. We are spoiled. I mean, beyond. That's why, by the grace of God, we need to get more thankful and praising and rejoicing and not thinking, well, I went, I got to get out of here. Hey, we're getting into the pro football season. Hang around. Get a TiVo. Don't look at your phone. I don't know what it is, but like I say, don't be encouraged to leave so fast. Don't just pass through. Don't just see things afar off. It really is time to enter in. And it's not something to be a fearful thing that I would miss that first trump. No, it's a drawing. It's a longing. It's an awakening to say, you know what, Jesus, you love me so much. You gave me this message. You gave this to me. You gave me an ear to hear it. You think about each and every one of your lives, how you got here. You talk about divine. You know, we read about those children of Israel that were brought out of Egypt and all of that. And wow, those 10 plagues and all that. Think about your years. Think about every move. Think about every relationship that worked and didn't work. Think about every hurt that something couldn't satisfy in your life. You were bruised so badly. And somehow it awakened your heart that I need Jesus. Huh? And then understanding that, you know, maybe I didn't have the upbringing I wanted. Maybe I didn't have those that great home. But it had to be that way. You're going to get up there and argue with God that you are hearing today the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? That somehow, some way, something wasn't right in my life that brought me to this place to hear what I am hearing? Man, I'm telling you, I hurt for all your hurts. I'm sorry for things that were wrong in your life, and I mean that. I don't like to see God's people hurt. I don't like to see children abused. I don't like to see marriages crumble and things of that nature. I know all of that, that's from the enemy. But God. Amen. But God. And in that perfection of love, in that absolute passion of what the Father will have for His Son, that perfection brought you here. The same perfection. I'm telling you, it's no different. People don't even like me to say this. The perfection that brought Him to the cross. That love perfection. Yes, He was the perfect one. But it's because of His perfection and His grace and His love and His mercy that in all of my imperfection, His blood makes it perfect. It's just perfect. I mean, we greased this one on, Mav. I'm serious. I just love it. It's like, oh my goodness. It was so easy for Him. Now, there's some that are still not getting it. We'll wrap it up in 5 hours. I mean 5 minutes. They might say, well, I appreciate that, Brother Jesse. But, you know, it said that Paul was a servant of Jesus Christ. Well, let's get on with it. He was a prisoner. He was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And if you don't know his heart, he was a prisoner of the love of Jesus Christ. You ever been a prisoner of love? Well, I know in type you've been a prisoner of love, haven't you? I know some around here. Oh, I can't get away. And it's a good thing, isn't it? And there's nothing like being a prisoner of his love. Praise God. But see, that prisoner of the love of Christ caused Paul's life to do things because of love that Paul never would have done. Because of being the prisoner of the love of Christ, it caused Paul to will and to do of the good pleasure of the Lord. I said this same thing back yesterday at Kansas City. I said, I have a confession to make. I do dishes and I vacuum the house. They thought I was crazy. They said, what is he talking about? I said, I'm trying to get you to understand something. I do dishes and I vacuum the house. I was never asked to do it. I was never told to do it. As I told them, and I've told you before, and I never did it before. But I was way ahead of a movie. Along came Polly. That's my wife. And along came Polly. Along came a love that I never knew before. And love caused this life. And my sister will tell you. My brother Jim would get up here and tell you even more. He would just call me a bump. Oh, I don't think I can get the glass of water. Ever see that little alligator on TV? I love that. I wasn't that bad, but pretty close. But then first love hit. What can I do? What can I do? See the difference? It's not what can I do just to do. And matter of fact, you don't even think of what to do. Because there's something that just happens. It's just like Jesus is loving us. And we sing about it. It happened to me. It happened. Causes me to will and to do of his good pleasure. Causes me to want to go to church. Causes me to want to read my Bible. Causes me when I have my friends and maybe even fall in love with somebody special or whatever. You know what? We're going to know the truth together. That's first love. That's first love. You would have never done that. You would have been self-serving to the flesh first. But now the first love says, oh no. This is the only love there really is. Friends. This is why we're the closest friends, brother. Sister. It's because of his life, amen. That's why we love one another. That's why by the grace of God, it doesn't matter. I'm thankful about your life. I love to hear stories and different things of that nature. I just love Christ in you. I just love Christ in you. And I know you just love Christ in me. That's it. So, Martha, quit being a troubled servant. Amen? Go back and read that. Martha was troubled. Because she was stuck just serving. Go on and win the bridegroom at his feet. Lay down the palm leaf, innumerable one. And excel them all. Praise God. Hold fast the crown. As I said, the true worshiper, the sincere lover, draws nigh to kiss, not to serve. And as the word of God says, I could speak with the tongue of men and angels. I could have the gift of prophecy. I could have all understanding. I could have all knowledge. Met a lot of them. Faith to move mountains. Bestow all goods to the poor. And finally give my body to be burned. But without love. Without love. Without love. It profits nothing. So all I can say as we close this up, and we're going to take communion now, so, but I don't know if you can wait. Come on, true lovers. Let's come and worship him. Amen. So after we come through, and this is part of our worship, settle down at his feet. Just worship him. Praise be to God. Let's pray. Father, thank you. We're just so grateful for your wonderful son, Jesus. Thank you again for this precious word. Thank you, Lord, that you've given it to us, nothing withheld. Thank you, Lord, for the power, demonstration, and the passion of the Holy Ghost. Lord, continue to just build that fire in our lives. Many of us here today might not be feeling too much. Maybe we're going through things. But Lord, you knew it before you set a star in heaven. Let us come down here and be encouraged in how much you love us. Set that love aflame in our hearts, Jesus. Thank you again for your precious word. Thank you for this family of God. And thank you for the praise and worship that you have given, that we exalt your name forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.